interesting and terrific weekend as far as national and local sports light is concerned. All kinds of things for you to win today on the program as well. It's all coming up next. Gym Class here on KGYN. From our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM here on a sunny Monday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So we take you through the 3 o'clock hour today. And a reminder, got all we're like Santa Claus in May here, Mark, as we got all sorts of great things to give away to our lucky listeners today here on the program. Of course, it is May. It is a weekday. That means we have our $100 a day in the month of May, courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. We're going to do that sometime between 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock during our local programming block here on KGYM. Also coming up all this week here on KGYM on the Gym Class, going to give you an opportunity to enjoy some golf, hopefully better than we played this weekend. Listen each day this week on the Gym Class for you to win 2 free rounds of golf at either Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones coming up next week when Jones opens up. So you get 2 sleeves of golf balls as well. And you can check out more on that at kgymradio.com. You can also go and set up your tee times and all sorts of great information about the city of Cedar Rapids golf courses at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. And we'll be giving that away coming up on the program a little bit later on today. And also coming up a little bit later on, your chance, first chance to play, Mark, Race to Win. Looking forward to giving away a whole bevy of prizes, and they include, as soon as I try to find it here, in no particular order, 4-pack, or make that a 6-pack, of general admission tickets to the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. That's the big plum of Race to Win. We also have a Hertine & Stocker Jewelers Pulsar watch, a terrific Sunkist portable basketball shoot game. That is courtesy of Dr. Pepper Snapple. Hurricane Grill & Wings, $50 gift card. Acme Tools, a $50 gift card. St. Andrews Golf Club, 2 free rounds of golf with a cart. Oxyoke Inn, $60 gift card. Right Wash, $50 worth of car washes. Breakout CR Escape Rooms, 2 passes, a $50 value. We have 4 tickets to see Minnesota Twins baseball later in the summer. Coach's Corner Sports Pub gift card and a Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub gift card. So it's like concentration, Mark. People know it that listen to the program.
Yeah, or Memory Game, if you remember that. Little squares, and you turn them over and turn them back over. You try to remember where things are in this case, and we'll explain later in detail how it's going to work. But for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be playing this game and try to send you either to a sporting event or a venue where you can pick up food, Acme Tools, you mentioned. So it's always a lot of fun, but it requires you to pay attention during local programming from 3 to 7.
It's interesting. We go to Lunchbox Heroes and we run across the workers out there, and they've got their own little grids that they have lined up. So it's very popular. We have a lot of fun with it in May. We're going to do it again this year. So we will have that before 4 o'clock here today.
Speaking of Lunchbox Heroes, the whole crew is going to be down at the University of Iowa on Wednesday at the Madison Street Residence Hall. They're in the final stage of that product. We're expecting about 300 at that particular venue. So many tables, many chairs, many workers, a lot of food, and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, it's going to be fun on Wednesday. Going to be a good time. And they were down there last year, then the APC, now the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Todd and Alex. And now to see the back end of the project as it's almost done, that's kind of what it's all about. So we'll do that coming up on Wednesday. If you want to comment, Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Plenty to get to. It was a fun weekend, the first full weekend of the month of May. First of all, some news and notes from around here today. Some coaching changes. Couple pretty big, significant ones. First of all, another of the openings has been filled at the brand new Iowa City Liberty High School. And this one, I heard rumors about it and thought it made some sense. And now it has come to be true today. As Jamie Brandt, the former Jamie Printy, who has been the girls basketball coach at Linn-Mar the past 3 years, of course, played at the University of Iowa and for Linn-Mar. Was an all-stater for the Lions and then went on all-Big Ten career for Lisa Bluter and the Iowa Hawkeyes. She is leaving Linn-Mar after 3 years and will be the new coach at Liberty coming up next year when they're an independent before they head off to the Mississippi Valley Conference in 2 years. But good move for Jamie. She was torn, according to what Jeff Linders wrote on the Gazette on Twitter, because she is a through and through a Linn-Mar Lion, but her and her husband live in North Liberty. She said it's now going to be about a 5 to 10 minute commute instead of a 52 minute commute, and she has a brand new baby boy, and just better for the family.
Yeah, it makes sense in that regard, and makes sense for Scott Kibbe and Liberty. I think she's an emerging star in the coaching ranks, still getting her feet relatively wet in that, but she did lead Linn-Mar to a third place state finish, and outwardly, it seems to be an excellent situation for both.
Yeah, so she will trade the red and black for some purple, silver, and black coming up next year, and she'll lead Lightning out on the floor for their first ever season as far as girls basketball. So Stu Erdman on the boys' side, Jamie Brandt on the girls' side. Mm-hmm. Now that leaves a pretty good opening for the Linn-Mar girls basketball
team.
Sure
does. Yeah.
They're going to be pretty darn good coming up next year. So we'll see how that plays out, and coaching roulette continuing there. The other big opening today, Matt Orton stepping down as Jefferson wrestling coach, leaving a very good program right there. He's going to stay on as the performance PE man over at Jefferson, and he's done such a great job over there just getting things rolling as far as Jefferson, helping in the background. Performance PE is everywhere now, and for a while Jefferson didn't have it, and then Matt Orton stepped up, and you can see the results over there for the Jayhawks.
I remember when it started a few years ago, and Matt Orton was at the head of that situation then, and continues to be, and will continue to be. It's much needed. You can tell the results, not only in that Jefferson program, but other programs who employ that performance PE. It's not just for wrestling, it's for all sports, and kind of programs tailored to the athlete and to the particular sport. But Matt's done, as you mentioned, a terrific job there. He was co-wrestling coach with Dick Briggs for a while, and Dick at the helm for many, many years. Somewhat surprised Matt stepping away, but he said he wanted to spend more time with his family and wanted to be a better father and a husband, and who can begrudge anybody for that, I guess.
Absolutely, and leaves a very good program. Leaves it in good shape over there on the west side for the Jayhawks.
I think it underscores, and we hear it all the time, coaches leaving to spend more time with their family, and you wonder those coaches who are in it for 25, 30, 35 years, what their secret is to balance family and you know, kids and the coaching ranks, because coaching does take a lot out of you, whether it be the off season, the season itself, the road trip, so on and so forth. So all I can say is best of luck to Matt.
Yep, and he will be missed on the mat anyway. One sad note, though, in the world of coaching, we lost a really good one over the weekend. Dave Wessel, the Hall of Fame coach for many, many years for Davenport West, won a couple of state championships over there. And, of course, if you know sports in the Cedar Rapids, Marion metro area, you know the Wessels. With going back to Mel, kind of the patriarch of the family, and Dave, and, of course, our condolences going out to all the Wessels out there. Of course, we know Jeff and Marla very, very well, and Dave being Jeff's older brother, and passed away on Friday, and they're going to have, I believe, visitation today and over in Davenport, actually in Bettendorf, and we'll have the funeral coming up tomorrow. But yeah, great guy.
Yeah, I actually coached with another of the brothers, Danny Wessel, and as you mentioned, Dave was highly successful, 60 years in the coaching ranks, over 400 wins in Davenport, and a couple state titles, as you mentioned. He was a very, very successful and leader of the Cub Brigade, I guess.
No, he's one of them, definitely.
Danny's an outcast, though. Danny's a Cardinal fan.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
In that family?
I don't know.
Yeah, man alive. And all our thoughts and prayers going out with the entire Wessel family, and he will be missed out there. 319-366-1600. Derby kind of kicked things off on Saturday. Congratulations to you, Mark, because Always Dreaming came through. He was my 1B, but he was your 1A horse, and he came away through the mud, kind of unscathed, and got the victory, kind of going away there as far as the 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby that you heard right here on KGYM. My horse looked good for a while and then faded down the stretch in Irish War Cry, so... There we go. We'll see if we get our second Triple Crown winner in the last, I believe, 3 years. As Always Dreaming's already off to Baltimore. He's already there for the Preakness at Pimlico.
It seemed to lack some drama for me. The favorite doesn't often win, but this time it did win. Todd Pletcher getting his second Derby win, and that was a nice storyline. One of the horses had to pull up and didn't even finish 100 yards.
But it's okay.
It is okay, yeah. But that's actually part of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. What was your favorite story from the weekend? Would it be Always Dreaming's Derby victory, John Daly's win in Texas, Cubs and Yankees playing 18 innings? Moving some to say there should be tie games in baseball, which is a bunch of bull.
Oh, that's – I'm not – go ahead. Just move on.
Matt Harvey in that New York mess. Or Faith Kakadi going first in the Canadian Football League draft.
To the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, I do believe.
Yeah.
Go ahead and vote.
Thanks to Emil's Hideaway. Yep, thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
I'm very partial to John Daly. First in 7 years, I believe. Is that true or more than that?
13 years. 2014
years.
Was his last win.
2014?
Yes.
04, you mean?
2004, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
2004.
Just to see the way he was dressed yesterday was immaculate enough, but then to come through with the victory, I don't think anybody saw this coming. And again, John Daly's a terrific golf talent, besides the fact what he does off the course.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Pied Piper. And whether it be at Zach's tournament last year where he was the Pied Piper, hopefully he'll come again. I don't know if it's going to work out this year the way it worked out last year, but a lot of people were following John Daly and his group. But the guy's good for golf, especially without Tiger right now on the golf course. This can only help to get people interested again, even though it is on the Champions Tour.
The party just now concluding, I think.
Oh, no way.
John's mobile home. But, I heard him on one of the national programs this morning, and he sounded refreshed and really happy with the way things went. It was kind of a clunker down the stretch when he bogeyed the last three, but was able to hold on. And I think it was widely popular in golf circles. And He is very talented.
He is.
But he's not the kind of guy who's going to go bang 200-300 balls in the range. He doesn't have that kind of mentality that, say, a Tiger Woods would have. He's going to go get loosened up and go play.
And to be honest with you, he's not like the old John Daly anymore.
Not totally, no.
No. He just, his health has not, obviously you live the way John Daly lived for a long time, and it's going to take a lot out of you. And it has, both personally and as far as your physical appearance is concerned. Mm-hmm. And he's really mellowed, but I'm sure there was a little bit of a celebration after the win in that one. So congratulations to John. I'm not even going to get into ties in baseball because it's ridiculous and dumb and stupid, and no one should start with a guy at second base after the 12th inning or whatever. And again, I told you, if the Padres and the Twins played on the Thursday night and went 18 innings, nobody would have noticed. But
no.
it was on the national spotlight, Cubs-Yankees, Sunday night baseball, went 18 innings, and now we have, again, have to change the entire scope of the sport.
I'll just blame it on Aroldis Chapman, who gave up three runs in the ninth and pushed it to extra innings. Actually, the Cubs took advantage of his ineffectiveness, but longest interleague game in baseball history. At least going back to when interleague play started, obviously.
True.
But no, I don't want to hear any of that talk either.
Yeah, just keep baseball the way it is. And Yankees complete the three-game sweep over the Cubs this weekend at Wrigley Field. Cubs 16-15 right now. I know the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn will be talking about that coming up among their topics here today. Matt Harvey, the Mets are taking up where the Knicks left off. That is just one big dumpster fire right now. And congratulations to Faith Akakadi. Hey, I didn't even know there was a Canadian Football League draft over the weekend until I read that. So good for him, right?
He being Canadian board, he was eligible for that draft.
There you go. So I hope it all goes well for him. I hope he's a Blue Bomber for a long time.
The Matt Harvey story is weird, too. Even though Matt Harvey has not done a whole lot in the last... I mean, he's had a couple surgeries, but he goes golfing on the day before he's supposed to start and then complains of migraine headaches when he finishes and said the communication with the Mets, if there was any, didn't get through to them, and he wasn't going to make it to the park, supposed to pitch the next day, and the Mets send him home and suspend him for three games. Folks, golf among starting pitchers on their days off is not uncommon.
No.
It happens all the time.
Take a look at the Braves super staff.
Yeah.
They golf more than they pitch. And obviously they were very good. They were very good. But when things aren't going well, and they aren't going well for the New York Mets right now, these things get blown up and get publicized.
But if there was bad communication or what, you need to show up at the park.
True. If you're supposed to be there, you got to be there. If you're not supposed to be there, then don't worry about it. The Mets.
33-29 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. The only ties in baseball are those worn by ownership.
And a lot of the GMs don't wear ties anymore very often out there. Yeah, and it's ludicrous with that. All right, 22 past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit. All kinds of giveaways here. We got Race to Win we're going to get into coming up. We have our Cedar Rapids Golf Department, City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department giveaway that we're going to have for you coming up here in just a little bit. And sometime between now and 7 o'clock, going to give you an opportunity for our $100 a day in the month of May for you to win. And thanks to our friends at Toyota of Iowa City. Listen in here on the Gym Class or on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Sometime before 7 o'clock during local programming, all you need to do is call and win your $100. And that sounds like fun. You want to do that right now?
Let's do it.
Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up $100 a day in the month of May right now, courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. We'll find out who our winner is coming up here in just a little bit. Mike Halas is going to join us as well here, as plenty to talk about the verdict in the trial with Jane Meyer taking on the University of Iowa. We'll talk about that coming up and more with Mike here in just a little
Mike
bit.
Mike can kill two birds with one stone by being the sixth caller, right?
He's talked about that before, and he's going to have to talk with Carol about that because that's, you know, I'm not going to make that decision.
Mike always plays fair.
I know he does. I know he does. So we'll talk with Mike coming up here in just a little bit. 24 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, and we will take a break. Have more of the Gym Class on a Monday after this.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K through 12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
It's time for breakfast at Burger King.
Remember at Burger King I got the 3 for 89-cent pancake deal?
Yeah.
Tried to take one.
But they 89 cents.
Yeah.
You could spare one.
I understand, but you know what I said.
Well, you said respect the stack.
And did you?
No, because I like pancakes. Respect that stack. Get 3 pancakes for just 89 cents. That's 3 fluffy golden pancakes for 89 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 325. Congratulations to David of North Liberty. He wins the $100 courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City today. And another chance for you to win coming up sometime tomorrow between 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock during our local programming right here on KGYM. We've got a golf City of Cedar Rapids golf giveaway. 2 rounds, 2 sleeves of balls. We'll do that here in just a little bit. And race to win, your first chance to win. And see if we can get somebody that can get, you know, hit it right on the head on the first time out. It's been done before, Mark. In our, I think this is our 4th year of doing Race to Win. But at any rate, somebody's done it before, getting the 2 matching numbers in the very first try. So we'll see how that will play out coming up. But again, congratulations going out to David of North Liberty, who got the $100. All right, Michael Oss joining us every other Monday throughout the spring and summer. We'll be back on a weekly basis as we get closer to the football season in August. Joining us on a Monday edition of the program, you can follow him on Twitter at Halas, H-L-A-S. You can also check out what he has to say, to write, I should say. You can do that at thegazette.com. Happy month of May to you, Mike. How you been?
Good. Likewise.
Yeah. Well, doesn't take too long to get into the top topic, if you will, as far as our neck of the woods and the state of Iowa here over the last 3 weeks or so that wrapped up very suddenly last week. The trial with Jane Meyer taking on the University of Iowa. And I guess right off the bat, your thoughts, and were you surprised by what came back?
Well, I can't pretend that I had any inkling one way or another what was going to happen. I mean, I simply didn't. I never did, and the more that I talked to attorneys I know, the more they said that anything could happen. But, you know, these things all seem to crystallize after the fact. When you look now at why the jury made the decision it made, it seems a lot clearer than while we were in the middle of reading the reports about the testimony.
Mike, we had a poll question at the end of the last week, and it went like this. Very simply, does Gary Barta keep his job at this point? And I would argue that the operative words in that question are "at this point." Your thoughts?
Yeah. I would, not out of cowardice, but just out of prudence, want to wait before offering an opinion on that because there's another trial right around the corner. And it's Tracy Griesbaum's wrongful termination lawsuit, and it'll be held in Polk County less than a month from today. So what happens in that? You know, what happens between now and then? Does Jane Meyer go after triple the award that she got last week? They've said that they were going to. Does the university appeal that? Does the university really want to go through another one of these trials when you know, the one I think that you thought they had a, maybe a better chance of winning, they lost as badly as you could lose it. Do you want to pile on more bad publicity on top of what they've already gotten? So I think I want to wait and see what we're talking about a month from now or 6 weeks from now and go from there.
I would tend to agree with you, but as I think about this more, I keep coming back to the fact that the jury found that Gary Barta broke Iowa law, and that things were done willfully. And that was, I mean, to find the university guilty on all five of the charges was, you know, surprising.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, except, you know, not all the ink is dry. What if there is an appeal?
Right.
And what if in this wrongful termination suit we learn more? I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you. Things look really bad.
Yeah.
Things look really bad. That the university went to trial with what in hindsight looks like a flimsy case is an interesting thing, I think.
And now it comes right after the trial that there will be Bruce Harreld, the University of Iowa president, is going to commission a group to study hiring practices at Iowa.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another aspect of this.
Well, that almost is a tip-off that, you know, do I even need to finish that sentence?
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, they're playing an investigation into the employment practices of the university, but where are they starting? The athletic department.
Right.
That might just be a lot of fancy talk, you know? Are they really going to investigate the employment practices of the entire university? Well, maybe they are, but when they use the words beginning with the athletic department, I think that there's some, how shall I put this? There's some ice on the steps there.
Yeah, yeah. My thinking is that I really don't think the trial next month is going to happen. I think it's going to be settled before it gets into the courtroom anyway. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but do you kind of have that inkling too?
I have no idea. It very well could be, and I think that wouldn't surprise very many people. But if you're Tracy Griesbaum, what if you don't want to settle? You know? What if you think, you feel maybe emboldened by the results of last week? I don't know. I would think so, but if it gets settled, that's, you know, it's not like it's going to go away quietly. The university's a two-time loser on wrongful terminations and, you know, on top of losing a case and having been charged with gender discrimination, sexual orientation discrimination, retaliation. Those are powerful charges.
And
you know, that resonates pretty loudly with a lot of people.
It does. And if you settle within the in the Griesbaum case, that's a de facto admission of guilt.
Of course. So, but do you want to go through a trial and just get hammered again on top of what you've just gone through? How confident would you have to be to go through with that trial if you didn't have to? If you could settle it and hope that things died down?
I wonder if the university wonders, and this is impossible to know, whether they just got the wrong eight jurors.
Well,
it's possible.
Yeah, you can say that about any court case any time in history, I think.
Right.
But, except, I mean, we're talking all five counts, or all five charges, whatever your terminology is. I'm not a legal beagle. But this was the equivalent of a 35-0 loss in football. I mean, this was a skunk across the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the testimony that Iowa presented from coaches and administrators was like water off the backs of ducks.
Mm-hmm.
The four-person, excuse me, of the jury found that week-long testimony from parents and brands and administrators, Gene Taylor, Mark Jennings, overall is petty. You know, where was the paper trail? Where was the following of protocol, the documentation? You know, that's what they're interested in. They're looking at the legal aspects of a case in a court of law. And Iowa's case, or the way it was presented, wasn't very strong.
Yeah, I think in addition to the lack of documentation, the real tipping point might have been the hiring of Gene Taylor at a cost of $70,000 more than what Jane Meyer was making.
Yeah, and you know what? In hindsight, maybe we in the media dropped the ball in not asking hard questions about that at the time. How could you, I mean, why and how would you bring in somebody from the outside and create a position for them and paying more money than the person who had been number two in the department?
I don't know for a fact that their responsibilities were the same, though. Do you?
I don't recall. Well, but you know, at least that could have been asked and charted and documented. And
yeah.
Put out there. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a glorious moment for anybody, really.
No, it isn't. And now, a situation on top of that, you got another trial coming up next month. Pretty well publicized that there was almost a change as far as the coaching of the softball program last year. And now there has been improvement in the softball program, no doubt. They're going to be going to the Big Ten tournament this year. They've won more games. Seems like things are going in the positive, in the right direction. But now what do you do with that on top of everything else? It'd be really poor timing to have a firing right there this.
I guess. that's an interesting situation. I don't know at what point you think coaching changes should be made. I do know the University of Minnesota softball team has got this extraordinary record. I think they've lost three games all year, and they have five players from Iowa, including somebody from Van Horn.
Yep.
And I guess I'll leave it at that.
Well, let's turn to your Sunday piece on Mary Ferentz, Mike. I was very interested to learn. I mean, coaches' wives and even coaches' husbands, in the case of Lisa Bluder, I guess, largely do not seek the spotlight, the limelight. I don't believe that Mary Ferentz does either. But it was an interesting piece on her involvement with the hospital down there and just basically raising a family for a number of years while her husband coached. Not that Kirk didn't have any involvement, but I'm curious just your thoughts on her.
Well, she's got a strong personality, and she's smart as a whip, and she comes from a football family. Her father played college football at Notre Dame and West Point, and then was an official in the NFL. In fact, he worked with Bill Quimby of Cedar Rapids. They were good friends. Her father died, I believe, in 2014. I would have to look that up. But Bill Quimby, in fact, set up an introduction with me and her father at Oakmont in 2007. Quite a guy, just a gregarious guy. A guy who made a hole-in-one once at Oakmont, so he wasn't without certain golf skills.
This is Mary's father.
Yes.
Okay.
Jerry was his name. And so he was an NFL, AFL/USFL official, and he was a salesman and from Pittsburgh. And so a pretty powerful personality. Her brother, whose name is Kevin, played linebacker at Penn State, and he was Kirk Ferentz's high school teammate in suburban Pittsburgh. So football has always been part of her existence. And she marries a guy who was headed off to Worcester Academy, a prep school in Massachusetts, to be an English teacher slash high school football coach, not knowing what she's getting into, really. And Worcester's quite a ways from Pittsburgh, but before long, he's a grad assistant at Pitt, and then a year after that, he's an assistant coach at Iowa, and you know the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And they had five kids. Four of them were born in Iowa City while Kirk was an assistant coach under Hayden Fry. And then a fifth one after they left. They go to Maine for 3 years, 6 years in the NFL, come back to Iowa. It's going on 20 years, 19. I think this will be the 19th season. And the nest is empty. The kids are all adults, and she has gone from stay-at-home mom being her life's work, which certainly it is with five kids, to a devotion to the children's hospital.
It's what I found really interesting as well is the fact that, and you kind of understand it from our end of things. We see it, but the average fan doesn't see it, and how things play out at home when you're winning and when you're losing, especially when you're losing. And having her son, you know, Steve, come home and say, you know, somebody at school says your dad's team stinks.
Or she goes to the grocery store and runs into somebody
exactly.
who recognizes her.
Exactly. And I think, and I know people don't think about that as they're saying it. You know, they're just saying something. They're just throwing it out there. Ah, oh, they stink this year. But it really hits home for these people. And how they yeah. deal with it really tells you a lot about the family situation.
Yeah, because there's nothing a family member can do about it. I mean, especially a kid. The wife and the children, what can they do? They can't do. All they can do is, you know, when the dad comes home, give him a world away from football.
Which is tough when you got three football players' sons.
Yeah, and well, as they grow up, then it's a whole different game, so to speak. But the thing with kids is most of, you know, almost all the criticism they get in their lives is from other kids. You know, kids can be merciless to other kids. Also, kids aren't always that smart. So, hey, you know, Mikey's dad's team got beat Saturday. I'm going to, you know, lay into Mikey about it on Monday. And they do. Well, yeah, that's you know, the mother's life is, you can't insulate your kids. You can just try and teach them that there are good times and bad times, and don't be a jerk during the good times, because it'll catch up to you during the bad times.
I guess when I think about it, Mike, over the course of my career, she's made it be the most high-profile wife of a head coach just by default, because certainly Shirley Fry didn't seek the limelight, and we didn't give it to her either. Bobby Olsen might have been Lute's wife, might have been the most out there, I guess. But
Well, Margaret McCaffrey is very visible at basketball.
True, yes, true.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't... Mary, it's just been the last few years, but it's been hospital work in this ladies' academy. She otherwise, I think, would rather keep opinions to herself.
Yeah. Michael Oss joining us for a couple more minutes here in the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. How cool was it to see John Daly win yesterday?
Well, I wish I had seen it.
Shower.
Yeah, I mean, we saw him last year at Elmcrest, and yep. If you'd told me he was ever going to win, you know, a country club tournament, I would have said you're crazy.
He was leaking oil coming in, but boy, he made it.
Yeah, and then I found it interesting. It's like, of all, you know, okay, let's douse this guy with champagne. okay.
Well, he told...
Hey, that's the best thing that's happened to the Champions Tour in 25 years.
True. Yeah. I mean, first publicity it's gotten in a long time.
Yeah. That's, I mean, who knew it was even still a thing?
Unless Miguel Angel Jimenez cuts off the ponytail or something like that.
Yeah, no, there's well, that was the biggest thing in golf yesterday. Biggest thing in golf maybe since the Masters.
No, it wasn't, because we had Brian Harman on our fantasy.
Yeah. Well, okay, and that the sound you're hearing is a radio changing dial all over your
dial. Hey, former Hawkeye Trey Dickerson has landed at Georgetown. Is that going to be his last stop?
I think it has to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good stop, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a good player, and he's going to be a senior, and he's a grad transfer, so he can go where he wants to go, and he's going to play one more year in the big time.
And we didn't really get a good enough look at him when he was here.
I don't know. I don't think that's the case. You know, he found himself a good home at South Dakota and played very well there and graduated and put himself in a position where if he wanted to go play in the so-called big time for a year, he could, and he's doing that. Good for him, I guess.
And good for Faith Akakadi as well. I think you had a chance to talk with him, right? Are you going to pen a piece on that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
It was really interesting to me that he was the number one pick in the CFL draft.
I didn't even know there was one.
Well, there's been one apparently for about 60 years, but they don't deal a lot in Iowa Hawkeyes. Although Tavon Smith, I think, was a first-round pick last year, but chose to go the NFL route.
Right, right.
Now, it's Canadian natives, not imports.
True.
So, and Tavon is from the Toronto area, and Faith Akakadi is from Ontario, Brampton, I believe.
Go Blue Bombers, huh?
Signed a 3-year contract almost on the spot, so good. I think he's a really... You know, I wish there were more like him to cover. Well-spoken, articulate, personable. I enjoyed interviewing him.
Well, Mike, what do you have coming up at thegazette.com?
Nothing. I'm on vacation this week.
Oh, happy vacation to you. You're going to spend it watching a lot of Major League Baseball, the way it sounds, correct?
I saw the last 4 or 5 innings of last night's game, and that's all I care to see until September, October.
Should there be ties in baseball?
Here's the crazy thing. That game's been over with since, what, about 1:15 in the morning?
Sure.
And there are still players in that game striking out.
What was it, 44, something like that?
I think it's 48.
48?
Which is
amazing.
Just
crazy. That's entertainment.
All right. Hey, Mike, appreciate it. Enjoy your vacation. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Mike Alas joining us every other Monday here during the spring and summer on the Gym Class at 3:47. Couple of giveaways yet. In fact, I'm going to take care of one of those right now for you out there. For all the golfers, we have a great deal for you. We have, from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, 2 free rounds of golf plus 2 sleeves of golf balls for you to enjoy at any of the 4 courses, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Gardner and Jones, as we learned last week on Caddy Smack, going to be opening up, coming up, I believe, a week from today. Hit around a bucket of balls, ask about the Young Professional Season Pass, and reserve your tee time today. Go to playcedarrapidsgolf.com. We're going to go with caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. We're going to set you up with a pair of free rounds and a pair of sleeves of golf balls, and we'll let you know who our winner is coming up. Caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. We'll come back with more after this.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight, in theaters June 23rd. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at AutoZone and get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Hey guys, if you're a contractor, you better listen up. Did you know our friends at Warner do more than just make ladders? That's right. They design safety products for any height. In addition to ladders, Warner carries a full line of fall protection equipment, including harnesses, lanyards, and anchors. And if you're working on a construction site all day and have to wear one of those uncomfortable harnesses, Warner is introducing a high-performance product just for you. Check out their new Warner Pro Form and all of Warner's fall protection products at WarnerFallProtection.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class of KGYM as we come your way at 3:50. Congratulations to Kevin from Mount Auburn. He is going to go golfing. Going to make it down to Cedar Rapids and get a couple free rounds of golf, a couple of sleeves of golf balls as well. So thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in. Congratulations. Up there in the Mount Auburn area. 3:50 here on the program, and we have your first chance for a race to win. We'll have that coming up in just a couple moments. This just coming out today as well in Big Ten basketball. The gutting of the Indiana Hoosiers continues for new coach Archie Miller. James Blackman Jr. has said he is going to stay in this year's NBA draft. He is going to hire an agent, and he will stay in there. He is the third Hoosier to leave the program, as well as former coach Tom Crean. Thomas Bryant is leaving. OG Anunoby, who was hurt midway through the season for Indiana last year as well. And he will be going off to the NBA as well. By the way, James Blackman Jr. graduated in 3 years from Indiana, so he is already a college graduate.
Wow.
So congratulations to him. I like that. I like to point that out when it happens. We have a few texts here to take care of.
Yeah, we do. Cyclone Tim commenting, my boss doesn't pay me anywhere near what a Major League Baseball player makes, but he still expects me to show up every day for work. That's in regard to the Matt Harvey situation. 7098, it looks like the one case the university can win will be the one where Gary Barta sues the university for wrongful termination.
Read between the lines of that one, perhaps?
Our earlier discussion, 62-11, a tie in any sport professionally is ridiculous.
Of course, hockey plays to the completion of the game during the playoffs. They don't do that during the regular season. You have that in Major League Soccer. You have that in the soccer overseas, over there, with the Premier League. The Premier League, they've got that over there. They can have the ties. No, don't change the way baseball is run just because there was an 18-inning game. There have been longer games. There will be longer games. There'll be 18-inning games. Doesn't mean we have to change the way baseball is played.
Absolutely. This just out, the Cedar Rapids Colonels have a Midwest League Player of the Week. Lewin Diaz has been named the Twins Minor League Player of the Week for the same period. Six games last week for the Colonels. Diaz hit .400 with five doubles, a triple, two home runs, nine RBI. He is in Dayton as we speak right now as the Colonels left the ballpark in Cedar Rapids about 6 or 6:30 last night. Drove into the night to Dayton, got in the wee hours of the morning, and now will play tonight. The Colonels just percentage points out of first place in the division.
So you'd like to be a minor league baseball player.
Yeah.
It's not all wine and roses, if you will. Go ahead and vote our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMradio.com. What was your favorite story from the sports weekend? Always Dreaming's Derby victory. John Daly's win on the Champions Tour in Texas. The Cubs and the Yanks playing 18 innings last night and this morning. Matt Harvey and the New York Mets. Do you think that would have flown with Ryder here?
I'm pretty sure it would have.
Okay. Or Faith the Cackety going first in the Canadian Football League draft to your Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Go ahead and vote at kgymradio.com here at 3:53.
Race to win.
You know what that means, Mark?
I do indeed.
We are going to play Race to Win for the first time here this year, of this month of May of 2017. It's our concentration game, our memory game, if you will. And how it is played is in this fashion. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, give us a jingle right now, and we'll let you pick a couple of squares between 1 and 24. If you match prize, it is yours to keep. If not, everybody out there, keep track. And we will go ahead and play two more times during the Todd Rommelkamp show between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. We'll talk with caller number 6 after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Rommelkamp show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
All right, guys, from the top again.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Tommy, that's not the song, man. Again.
Take me out of this garage.
Come on, man.
Cold drafts, root beers, nacho chips, and cheese. Girls to meet and a nice cool breeze.
Come on, dudes, talk a field.
Yes. Yeah, let's go.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. For tickets, go to twinsbaseball.com.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you here on the closing moments of the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Cal Eldred will join us coming up tomorrow. NBA basketball tonight. Golden State looking to put the Utah Jazz away in 4 straight. We'll have it at 7 o'clock for you right here on all three of our signals, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. To kick off Race to Win, as Mark put it, sometimes this is good, sometimes kind of a guinea pig, but we're going to find out. Daryl from Marion joining us here on the program. Daryl, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. You know how the game is played, Daryl?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to have you pick one of our 24 squares, and if you pick a match, you win that prize. All right, that simple.
Okay.
All right, what are you, your first guess, 1 through 24, what are you looking for?
Number 2,
we will see what that is.
$30 gift card from Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
All right, $30 gift card going out to Coach's Corner Sports Pub. What will match that, Daryl?
17, I think.
Number 17. Let's see what is behind number 17.
General admission tickets to the 101st Indianapolis 500.
Oh, Daryl.
That comes right out of the gate.
Yes, it did. You made a lot of people happy, Daryl.
There'll be a lot of fishermen here pretty soon.
Well, hey, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling in and playing the game, and you have a great Monday, okay?
You too.
All right, thanks a lot. Daryl from Marion.
Now, folks, don't use the text line to ask us what numbers were called, either on the Gym Class or the Todd Rommelkamp show. On a daily basis, it's incumbent upon you to try to listen as often as possible. There's podcasts of each show if you want to go back, keep track, keep a grid for yourself. And again, it's a memory game, and we're going to be doing it all this week and next.
Yep, that's what a lot of people do. They keep their own grid at home. All right, Cal Eldred will join us coming up tomorrow. We will talk about baseball. I bet Cal is against having ties in the world of baseball. Just a hunch on that one.
He's not a tie guy.
He's not a tie guy. I mean, it took a while for him to get used to interleague play, and I don't think he's used to it as of yet. So we'll talk with him coming up tomorrow, among other things. Another chance to play Race to Win. Two more chances coming up during the Todd Brommelkamp Show. That is next. NBA playoff basketball coming up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double